Though I never told him so, I write because of my father. Unusually for that time, he was the parent who read me stories and poems every night, and my earliest memories are of his voice, reading and patiently going back when we came to a particularly good bit. We covered a lot of ground, from the genial adventures of the Magic Pudding, a 1918 Australian children's classic, to the more sombre Water Babies, and fairy tales from Grimm's and Hans Christian Andersen. I loved the wordplay and rhythms of A.A. Milne, and I learned most of the Now We Are Six poems by heart, so I could join in with him. There was a child's garden of verses, and he also shared his favourite poems, which included Adlestrop, and Manly Hopkins' Felix Randall about the gentle and strange blacksmith. We always ended with a prayer before I settled down. Very soon I wanted to make stories and poems too. Yet as I grew, I didn't share any of my writing with my father. It seemed so increasingly at odds with the rest of my life that I became secretive. It took me years not to feel endangered when this core was exposed. Why? Throughout his later years, my father and I shared this deep love for books, and we enjoyed discussing what we'd read. But looking back, it's a loss that I didn't take the risk of talking to him about my own writing, and tell him how rich a word hoard he had given me. It's interesting to me, in my own life and looking at other poets, how contradictory this need to write can be. For me, just starting out, poems and stories embodied a safe place where I was able to imagine and express stuff I never wanted others to see. Yet, though I didn't know it at the time, this very interned private space was always a reaching out. I wrote for kindred spirits. It's taken me a lifetime to be able to say I am a poet, but that's what I am. As I grow older, I know that I write to honour the difficult, almost unsayable things that connect us as human beings, as well as to explore our beautiful, curious, terrifying world. And I'm proud of a long apprenticeship to my craft, the pleasure of honing, refining, developing the technical agility to create that perfect poem one day is also a strong answer to why. Robert Frost called being a poet a condition. When I am mute, life feels flat and colourless. Living loses its purpose. When I am writing, I am not just a consumer of life, I am a maker. The issue of who will read my work and whether any of it will survive is important to the everyday ego, but even if I knew that it would all be lost, I would still be writing. Yet it took me so long to see how necessary it is and how important to value. Writing is a kind of love. It's the most important gift my father gave me. I write because then I tap into the best of who and what I can be and contribute to more than just my own individual life. As poet and teacher Natalie Goldberg says, in writing, you are turning to face the world and saying yes.